Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Sure.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay. So we ain't gonna waste no time. Help me out, man. I'm gonna leave a phone.
What up, Monster Radio? You okay over there? Sounds like you're choking out. You're choking out that dog. I said, oh, you're choking out. You're choking out. Get some water. Tap your chest a couple of times. One, two, bam, bam.
Oh, my goodness. I was not ready. I was not ready. So, all right, y'all. We about to jump into this Monstrous Monday. Check it out. This is some new music from Derez, Derz Quo, Deuce Quo, Sean. Derez, Deuce Quo, Sean, and Mozzie. Hey, don't judge me. Pray for me. I don't know how these people come up with these names. I'm just trying to say it. So this is What's Up, though, on a Monstrous Monday. You monster, it's unbelievable.
Let's get it. Let's go. Monstrous Monday, 424-243-9649. Press 1.
Yeah.
All these bitches come around me chicken coop. I got them poppin' pussy on the loop. Every day I live like it's a video shoot. Ooh, she know what she doing. Ooh, she turn up for the crew. I don't want no dollar bill, not the newest. Ain't no telling what she gon' do for the blue one. Sippin' lean like it's some bass or rock. Feeling presidential like I'm Barack. Bottles come until I tell them to stop. Hold up. I'ma throw it, pop the puss in there, throw that ass back.
Don't be on that lame shit. Don't be on that lame shit. Tell them all you came with. The same shit. Don't be on that lame shit. I don't wanna play the game.
I ain't had no money, ain't none of these hoes know me. And now my denim's full of the dirty doughy. You really bout a bad, little baby, you gotta show me. I'll pull up on my lonely, where you at? Pull this thing over and thunder you from the back. I made a quarter million in the trap. I'm not a rap nigga, just kinda know how to rap. The hooker finna overnight the pack. It'll be there in the morning, just tell her, Wally, relax. Yeah, bust it open for me, make it clap. I'ma throw 100 words and tell her to run them back.
Don't be on that lame shit. Don't be on that lame shit. Tell them all you came with, the same shit. Don't be on that lame shit. I don't wanna play the game.
Yeah.
Online radio with that roar with you. Get egg, the rest, Deuce Quo, Sean. Hey, I hope I got that right. Him and Mozzie, that's called What Up, though, on a Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. This is where the underground artists are above ground and they making quakes.
get in, and they do it with a roar. Now, I'm DJ E Monster. I run the ones and twos around here, but this lady over here, her right here, this is Miss Unbelievable. She handles the commentary for the night. So what's good, Mama? What's going down on a monstrous Monday?
Well, what a do, what a do. What's going down? Hopefully there's gas prices, but until then, what up, y'all?
Right. Well, hey, well, you know, and if y'all don't know, you know the worst day to buy gas is on Monday. You do know that, right? That's the worst day of the week to buy gas is on Monday. I'm just saying, you're better off waiting towards the end of the week. It goes down a little bit more. But, hey, don't judge me. Pray for me. It's something I noticed. Let's see. What do we got going on with the comment? Let's see. Okay, we got the weather reports. See how real burr to fall it is around the world. Let's see. We got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Do we got other things to talk about tonight?
You know, and whatever, you know, monstrous we come up with. And if someone calls in, they may have some comments and some conversations they want to share with us. So, you know, it is Monstrous Monday, and it is Monday. I call it Metless Monday for my kids, but, you know, Monstrous Monday works too.
Right. Hey, it is what you make it. I'm just saying. So, all right, let's see, what do I got for y'all as we get on through the show? Big shout out to the people that's tuned in. A couple people pressed one. A couple people have not, but you're still definitely appreciated. But let me see. There's something, there's a track somebody asked me to play. They was really loving our little Keith Sweat swing on his new album. So I gotta play something off of that. Let's see. Is there something you might wanna hear tonight? Because, you know, we usually do doubles. You know what I mean? So I'm going to play this Keith Sweat Fugo, you know what I mean, with him, mm-hmm. Akon, Ray Faye, mm-hmm. and Alkaline. Is there something you want to hear tonight, Mama?
Do we got Sierra Level Up? Do we got any Sierra or some J-Lo, ooh, you know, to get the party just banging, you know?
I do have some J-Lo. I know I got De Niro. I don't think I have Level Up yet. Don't ask me why I don't have it. That should be like, you know what I mean? That's a DJ hitter right
mm-hmm.
now, and I ain't got it.
Mm-hmm, this is, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
not in this system. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
All right, so before I embarrass myself anymore, let's get into these two tracks. All right, we're going to play some Keith Sweat, and then we're going to get into some J-Lo after that. Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. Let them know the number. We're going to open up the lines halfway through the show, so be ready, but let them know the number.
The number is 424-243-9649, and we need you to press 1 and be monstrous. Let's get it. Hey.
Right.
Let's go.
So this is Fugo, Keith Sweat, new music.
She wants to impress somebody now, so she moving through the city with her body out. She knows how to make it really feel good, but won't go without the money now. Booty too big for her to do run. Wish they could try to picture her, but she won't come. And I can see you watching while my money's in the air.
Acerca de
Unbelievable request. Check it out. Matter of fact, I'm going to take y'all back. I'm going to take y'all back with a remix. This is Jennifer Lopez and Ja Rule. It's called I'm Real on a Monstrous Monday. Is it going to play? Okay, there we go. We're going to open the lines right after this. Go live with us. Yeah, on a Monday night, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Monstrous Monday.
Yeah.
that DJ E Monster. Miss Unbelievable on a Monday night. Getting y'all ready for the week, but y'all ain't ready. Hell no, y'all ain't ready. All right, Miss Unbelievable. All right, what we got for this Monsters Radio weather report for tonight? What's going on? Is it beautiful out there? Hello.
It's beautifully cold out there. Minnesota is feeling like it's 2 degrees, so y'all know that's cold. Bundle up. Perry is 43. London is 40. Nice night weather. Atlanta is sitting at 30, so it's a little brr. New York is at 31. Dallas is at 48. San Juan is at 86. Phoenix, 72. Los Angeles, 68. Kansas City, 22. So we're talking, you know, okay temps. Cold in places and nice in the places that we would expect to be warm. So that's the Monsters Radio weather report. If you want your city to be talked about through Miss Unbelievable, hit us up on the Monster page. I'll be looking out for it.
Okay, that's what's up. So you said it's in the 60s in Atlanta. Is that what you said?
In ATL? Didn't say 60s today. 60s?
I thought you said 60s.
Atlanta is at 30.
Man. 30. Jazzy's not calling in tonight. I'm going to let y'all know, all you Jazzy representatives out there, the Jazzy world, she's not coming tonight. I'm going to tell you right now. She's probably frozen on her front lawn right now, asking why ain't nobody coming to help her. Somebody need to call to help for Jazzy in ATL. She's frozen. I'm telling y'all. For ATL 30, ain't nobody going to work tomorrow or today. Everything's shut down right now. 30? In Georgia? Shit. Okay. I pray. Hey. Good luck with that, Georgia. let's see. What else we got for tonight? Hey, I do want to talk about a little bit later. We are going to talk about this little movie thing that we did yesterday. Enough said. You did? That laugh? Enough said. Well, so we're going to talk about that coming up a little bit. What else we got? I know we got some entertainment news. What we got on that level for tonight?
You know, we got a few things on that level. We have biracial. This one rap country singer talks about biracial. We got some sports stuff. Dwight Howard. We got something about the church. Now, listen, I usually don't talk about no church stuff, but this pastor, I got to talk about this pastor Jesus, Gucci Mane's baby mama request, and Tech 9, 6ix9ine. Y'all know I got to give an update on 6ix9ine. Y'all know me and 6ix9ine got this love-hate relationship right now. I got to keep y'all abreast to Tech 9. Y'all know. 6ix9ine, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then Oprah Winfrey.
Okay,
and then
Winfrey.
Steve Curry's car crash. Hey, Tech 9, 6ix9ine, in jail, inmate number 9. That's how I could call him. I'm just saying.
Okay. So, all right, so that's what we got coming up. Stick with us. And we're going to get to it, but let's see. As we take our breather to get to it, let's see. Well, I want to play one of the hot tracks out here right now. You know, I got to keep this Midwest thing rocking. So we're going to go. I'm going to run with some Chance the Rapper. Is there something else you want to hear tonight on Monsters Monday? No? Maybe? Yep, something happened to our line. So, all right, y'all, check it out. This is Chance the Rapper. This is called Walla Cam, Monsters Radio Live. Shit, we just going to rock with it. We're going to open up the lines. Two songs, y'all, 424-243-9649. Until then, Chance the Rapper. Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam, Walla Cam. Open the lines right after this. Wale, DJ Money. This is called Pat.
You, George Fullman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him, Dick. But the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
Hold up.
Black excellence, I be rapping it differently. That how a coach tell him how are you with his rapping thing. Underrated from Chaka City with all the flavor. My bitches ball like I'm Q McCarty's annihilator. Black excellence, we depositing the negative, boy. Black denim that keep a knot like a pessimist, boy. Black niggas hate black niggas, that's evident. So keep black windows with mass niggas that never miss, boy. Charles Manson is celebrated, somebody saved. Dr. Savvy was really current with people gave us. I'm a beacon of what you become if you got passion. I feel like Ali, but feel like I be where all the cash is. Never could reach the masses. Labels said I'm too deep, and I told them people let's drown it. Black executed for moving around it. Maybe I think too deep, but I think it be for this brown skin. Pro-black is an anti-white, but how we act like we don't see no tiki torches at night. Dig? Pro-black is an anti-white, but if a Nazi try me, catch these Dali hands on sight. Dig?
He's young, he's handsome, he's a poet, a prophet, and many people believe he'll be the next heavyweight champion in the world.
Boy, yeah, black excellence.
young perfection. It's white America's fear is intelligent men with melanin. Rap effortless, son of African immigrants. Every bag at his back like I'm about to psh with anyone. You a feel nigga, posing as real nigga. And Uncle Tom that can sort of rhyme so they deal with you. With me, I see through it. The Honorable Wale for Lauren Cassis, Muhammad Sonny, listen, you little niggas. Say my name, now say my name. To the rap that lift up my fist, Mr. Heyman pay me my loot. Black excellence, black Lexus that never drive it. Ride me if you get the drift. I'm the underdog, they don't talk about what I've done. The R7, the 1-7 bell, you'll be done. I talk how I talk, I'm walking that war. Could never fight for a country that want me to fall. Exile for a short minute when Zyla was born. I beef with her mom a little, it's throwing me off. But I'm back, that's my word. If he bagged it, I'd be in his feedback, it go brrr, like that with the words. Black excellence. Chocolate City, bitch. I'm on the phone with Coon and talking to Millie, bitch. Chester Correctional, got the message all really quick. No pressure, impressive, despite they effort hit him again.
You have a collect call from
Double Lemon, ECR, and I'ma rep my dog. Yeah, nah, y'all never catch my bus. I mean, I write it, I really write it. I'm still Southpaw, awkward, lefty, introvert. It's hard to get near me, that's why I'm in interviews high, cause I be highly defensive for real. I'm black and I'm proud. No walking me down. We shocking the world again. Let me get that out. Right.
I shook up the world. And I'm the greatest thing that ever lived. I shook
black
up the world. Yeah. I'm set by the listen.
Black
I must be the greatest. I shook up the world. You must listen to me. I am the double.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I must tell you this.
Yeah, Monstrous Monday. Okay, everybody talking about ain't no real hip hop left. Well, there you go. It is Wale DJ Money. That's called Cassis Excellence. So we're on a Monstrous Monday. We're about to open up the lines right after we get to this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat with Miss Unbelievable and DJ E Monster. So I what are we on for this entertainment news for tonight? I mean, what's really going on? What happened over the weekend?
All right. So, y'all know I'm going to start with my boy, Techie Techie 9, inmate number
678503. Takashi 69. That word, that's what we say, him. Him.
Him, 6'9". Got a date.
So y'all know who she talking
about. Y'all know who I'm talking about, 6'9". Because he going to be, oh, wait, let me stop. Got a date with the judge. He got a trial date in court Monday morning after he entered a plea agreement of not guilty. The rapper has been in behind bars since November 18 and was in court. The judge said his trial date for September 4th? Oh, that's a long way away. That's a long way off.
Most
y'all, we're
talking
about
like
September
that.
4th in 2019. And at least for now, it seems 6ix9ine will remain behind bars for much of that period. It is not all of it. The issue of bail was not addressed in court, as reported. Plans to apply for bail directly to trial judge. He was denied bail when offered to pay $750K, surrender his passport, and remain on house arrest. TMZ broke the story, you know, about the two former associates and all that, robberies and shootings. The Fed believes 6ix9ine pulled arm, you know, robberies himself. The indictments are mentioned for April 21 shooting. And at first reported he was supposed to be moved to a new detention center, but just in time for Thanksgiving. And so far he's having a rough time of it in there. So I keep y'all posted with Mr. 6ix9ine. You know, he's now claiming he ain't about that life, but now he's living in that life. So be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Right, right. Yeah. Ouch. I don't even know what to say, y'all. I don't even know what to say. Takashi 6ix9ine. Oh my goodness. Did y'all see that meme with him and Bill Cosby? Oh my
goodness. Yes, they washed each other's hair.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah. I still want to post it in the Monstar page, but I was like, oh, I don't know. Ooh, maybe I should just bail out of this one and let everybody else have a fun with it. But I don't know. Maybe I'll post it. I don't know.
Huh. You know what would have been more funnier? What's if that? Bill was feeding them pudding pop. I'm just saying.
Oh.
That would have been more funnier.
See, now I got to put the meme up just so people, I know people, some people who ain't seen it. I know y'all like, what is they talking about? We might put it in the Monstars page. If you don't know, that's where you could connect with us personally on Facebook. It's THEMONSTARZ. You dig? The Monstars. Put that in Facebook. We're the only ones, and you'll find us. So, what else we got in this entertainment news that's going on tonight? What happened over the weekend?
All right, let's give a moment of silence. Oprah Winfrey's mother died at 83. Let's give it to her. Okay, break. Saying thank you for all the kind words and condolence regarding her mother, Bernita. She passed. She lived a good life. Oprah, Alicia Hayes posted that Bernita Lee died on Thanksgiving Day. The family confirmed the death. Bernita was born in 1935 in segregated Mississippi. She met Vernon Winfrey, and they gave birth to Oprah. Vernetta couldn't raise Oprah, so she moved to Milwaukee, where she was a housemaid. Oprah was raised by her paternal grandmother. Oprah turned 6, then moved back with her mom, who was a virtual stranger. Oprah says her relationship with her mom was rocky for a long time, but they came about, and they became friends. And, you know, Oprah has a sister and a brother who died of AIDS in 1989. That's when it was the big thing. So Bernita is survived by Oprah and a couple other people. A private ceremony has already been held. Memorial donations is going to feeding the children.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, I didn't know that. She had a brother and all that other stuff. Okay, okay. Okay, shit you find out on the internet. But yeah, definitely condolences to her family. Okay, because yeah, Oprah had a rough life, you dig? Oh man, I mean, that kind of goes, that's why she's so inspirational to so many people, I believe, is because she's been through a lot of rough things. She's been through the mud, she's been there, she faced adversity, diversity, all kinds of things. And look where she at. She still survived and she came out on top. So, people out there, don't let little shit hold you back. Oh, I live in the projects. I can never have me a house like. Go get it. Like my dad told me, go get it. That's all. Who was stopping you? All you got to just go to the door. Go get it. Get it? But it's not that easy for some people, though. I know it sounds easy. You know what I mean? Because one thing we did talk about throughout the past couple of weeks is like depression and mental illness and things like that. Sometimes depression and things and they make you think you can't get up and go do it. So sometimes that's it, but you just got to push through it. Push by. I know this ain't Karma Cafe. This ain't therapy night. I know. Put your feet down and keep your shoes on.
I'm sorry, I done kicked them up. I'm just waiting. I'm about to play the on you.
What else we got on this entertainment news?
Okay. All right. Steph Curry, y'all, was in a bad car crash. Steph Curry was really lucky to walk away from his Black Friday car crash without a serious injury. TMZ Sports obtained video of the accident, and it's scary stuff. It would be on the Monstar page, you guys. As we reported, the Golden State Warrior was driving his black Porsche on Highway 24 in Oakland on November 23rd when another car lost control, skid out, and slammed into Steph. You can see in the video, which, like I said, it'll be posted, that the driver was driving pretty fast and slipped across 4 traffic lanes and clipped the front of Steph's car. It appears both cars hit the center divider. Officials say roughly 10 minutes after the crash, another car lost control and slammed into Steph's Porsche from behind. Miraculously, no one suffered any major injuries. Steph was photographed walking around the crash after the incident. Officials says everyone was wearing their seatbelts. He later tweeted, "Don't need any reminders, but all the time, God is great, and God is great all the time. Appreciate all the texts." No arrests were made. Officials believe the weather played a part. It was rainy, and it was a factor.
Well, so, I'm gonna be the first one to say it. I'm gonna be the first detective on the scene. I'm gonna be the first one to say it. I'm calling bullshit. That's right. I'm calling. Thank God. Thank goodness. And the Lord, everybody was okay. But I'm calling bullshit. Y'all know what happened? I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. What really happened
what
was
happened?
Steph Curry was happened? Driving down. Steph Curry was minding his motherfucking business. He's driving down the street, bumming his little shit, probably taking a little call, telling my baby, get the milk, whatever, whatever. And somebody said, oh, shit, that's I'm finna get paid. Scream! Jumped four lanes and clipped his car, and now they finna try to get paid because they finna say it's Steph's fault. That's what really happened. The other, but oh, shit, is that Steph? Ah! Another car came, bam, clipped his car. How two cars jump all that just clip his car? Come on, man. Somebody's trying to get paid. I'm just going to keep it monstrous with y'all.
Well, it would be Steph getting paid if they the ones running into him, and they all running into him. Watch the video. I said I'll post it in a minute. Watch the video.
Watch. I don't care what you say. Somebody going to have a lawyer that's going to say it was Steph's fault. It was Steph's
fault.
Well,
they be stupid.
Yeah, because they sent him four lanes away. They got excited. And bam, clipped his car. And it's Steph's fault. Get it? It's Steph's fault. That's what they're going to say. I know. Because I'm going to be the lawyer pressing charges. Okay, what else we got over here?
Okay, y'all. NBA star Dwight Howard allegedly exposed by transgender lover. Outs his alleged ex-boyfriend Dwight Howard claims NBA player's pastor threatened his life. The NBA season just got a little more interesting. A gay man named Hussein Elijah, I think, put NBA star Dwight Howard on blast for allegedly being in a relationship and allegedly attending transgender sex parties. According to Maisie, they talked and met up. He was really into Dwight, and the two allegedly began a romantic relationship. Things reportedly went sour after Howard allegedly started hooking up with someone else and wanted Maisie to sign an NDA. After he refused, Dwight's camp allegedly started threatening him, and he decided to put everyone on blast. He took the He took the situation to Twitter, of course, to provide alleged receipts of all his accusations and to let everyone know he ain't lying. He will see. He has a screen recording of himself talking to someone named Dwight and another person named Calvin. The Hill reporter, and he alleging that Calvin is Pastor Calvin Simmons. Simmons previously made headlines for mentioning Howard. He goes, I have been harassed, sexually harassed, caught a faggot in a wig. I have been told in videos, as you can see below, you better move, you are a freak. Bend over, faggot, and tell them that. I have been threatened, my life has been threatened by Dwight Howard's pastor. I have had every gay slur said to me by Dwight Howard's pastor, Calvin Simmons, because I did not want to sign a non-disclosure agreement regarding Dwight. I did not take hush money because I was afraid they would try to say I extorted Dwight. I just wanted this situation to go away, but the threats his team and pastor made frightened me to the point where I am still afraid. Dwight Howard has done nothing to tell his team and the people he works with to leave me alone. This is my story. He claimed through tweets he was involved with Playboy Cardi, but was allegedly discredited. He's also the author and released a novel titled Industry Ho. All right. Howard has yet to respond to the accusations.
Now, I'm going to tell you, right up, when you first started on the story, I'm going to keep it 100. When you was like, somebody da-da-da-da-da in the trans desert was in a relationship, I was like, honestly, I don't even really care what somebody else's sexuality, what they do is what they do. I understand it's entertainment news and we're supposed to go in on it. But those type of things right now, I'm just going to just let them be. You know what I mean? That's their sexuality, and I don't think we should be playing games shaming them. But now this could be a Karma Cafe topic about things people do behind closed doors when they come to the front light. Because I'm thinking this person is now exposing everything I'm imagining because they're afraid or something from what they're saying. But if they are, if they're writing a book called, what was it called?
What's that about?
The book. What was the book called? Industry Ho?
Oh,
something like that. What was
Industry
it?
Ho. And Industry Ho. And Industry Ho.
Okay. Shit, you can ruin people's careers and lives. And I mean, what people do behind closed doors is obviously they got the door closed for a reason. And if you about to write, if you got books and we're going to open up the lines a little bit. We're going to see what people are going to say on that one. I do want to take a breather, but we'll go one more. Then we'll take a breather and we'll come back. We're going to open up the lines because hey, we got to get to our monster fan tonight. Because, yeah, they've been on my back about getting on. So, let's see. So, yeah,
this
let's
one
go.
Is great.
We got one more.
It coincides to what we were just talking about pastors. So the Most High pastor sentenced to 5 years in prison for smuggling 3,000 pounds of weed. I mean, I just had to do it. 55-year-old John Bishop was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison on drug smuggling charges. The former Washington State pastor who founded Living Hope Church in Vancouver was caught smuggling almost 300 pounds of weed into the United States from Mexico last December. But Washington State has legal weed, so why would he even, never mind, after serving his sentence, Bishop will have 4 years of supervised release. Bishop later told authorities he had smuggled marijuana across the border 18 to 20 times since April 2016, earning $50,000. He apologized in court, telling the judge that he will do anything he can to bring hope and life into every person I come in contact with and to do good. Yep, I went there.
See, I got so many jokes.
Go to break.
There's so much I could do. There's so much.
Take a breather, dog. Take a breather.
I don't know what to tell y'all. All I'm going to do is I'm going to play our breather track. And this is called Senna.
Pray for me, y'all.
This is by Senna. All I'm going to say is no point intended. I'm going to get it.
We love y'all.
This one goes down to the bishop. Get in. Man,
you see, it ain't gonna stop me from doing this, man. Nothing at all. I'ma get it. You ain't gotta be a G to be a real nigga. Nope. And you ain't gotta kill niggas just to kill a nigga. I'm saying be a man, don't let nobody force your hand. You force my hand and I'ma toss it to you like an underhand. They been saying that they coming, bitch, you still a virgin. We give them shots back, we call that reimbursing. You probably still rehearsing. What the fuck y'all waiting on? You got me waiting on you like the deal that I'm waiting on. Never playing games unless I'm playing with my son. He tells me daddy pop him, I will drop him, that's how we have fun. I just renewed my license, so I bought another gun. In case y'all haters really hate the fact I'm playing with my son. And I really hate the fact that niggas know me now. They wanna make me frown and try to break me just to slow me down. But I'm headed for the crown. Shit, I know it, I'ma show it. I'ma grab the game and work it like aerobic. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I don't talk that bitch, I live it. If I said it, then I meant it. If you want it, come and get it. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Yeah, I'm writing verses every minute. In the booth like every minute. Making records every minute. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I'ma push it to the limit. Cause I swear the music that I'm hearing now is really timid. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Listen, kids, look, I'm not your idol. Barely finished school, so don't place me with that fucking title. Barely speak at all, I learned to be just like my father. He says they ain't talking money, then don't even bother. So then don't bother me. You speak in green, you speak to me. I mean to we, I'm talking MAC because he managed me. And he manages to manage all the bullshit. You talking bullshit, he'll put you on with my auntie Click. I'm rocking shows, getting this money, doing the Dougie, not the Dougie. But I'm dancing to the money, sinner.
And that's the name to remember, mister. I can give the people what they need like a vendor. And you can miss me with the second joint. I'll never be the splendor. They look forward to me like the fourth Thursday of November. I remember to be thankful for the people that believe in me. Count my H-O-V's, thanks for riding with me. So unforgettable, it's like Nat King Cole. You better know, got plans to blow. So when you think of me, then you better know. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I don't talk that bitch, I live it. If I said it, then I meant it. If you want it, come and get it. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Yeah, I'm writing verses every minute. In the booth like every minute. Making records every minute. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I'ma push it to the limit. Cause I swear the music that I'm hearing now is really timid. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Listen, kids, look, I'm not your idol. Barely finished school, so don't place me with that fucking title.
I'ma get it, I'ma get it.
Yeah, that Senna, he's back at it again. He's over in the UK again. He's going back for Stop the Beat Tour, too. He'll be back at the Chip Shop. He's got some other spots going on. Make sure you hit him up on all social media. Senna, S-R-E, you dig? So you can check out where he's going to be at and when he's coming to a city near you. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. Do we have more? Who's bumping? Who's getting fat? Before we open up the line? No, you know what? We just gonna open up the line. We've been on.
No. Open the lines up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let me take it in with the Monster Van, right quick. The line is open. Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Monster. It's about time.
I knew you were going to have something to say. What's going on?
Man, I miss y'all.
That's what's up. We miss your crazy self, too. Get in. Keeping us informed on the concerts and stuff like that. And your energy is off the chain.
Yeah, especially when I go to the casinos and stuff. I haven't seen you at this yet.
Okay. So did you have a
I know
good
you said you were
season?
Thinking of going to Mystic, but you haven't gone yet, have you?
I sneak in there every now and then. You dig? I sneak over there. I do it on the low. You know what I mean? Because if I lose, I come out of
there. That's why I don't see you then.
Yeah. Because when I lose, I come out of there crying. I'm saying for real, like a toddler snot bubble. Yeah, I be crying. And I only lost like $4. I'm just saying, it's not
like
cool.
You only lose $4.
Yeah, I only lost $4. Get it?
Cry about losing $4.
It is too. That was my $4. And I get it back. Borrow me $4 then. Awkward. Okay. So, Austin, did you enjoy the holiday season?
Yeah, and the weekend went by fast.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, anything you want to talk about? You only get the one shot on Monday. So, I mean, is there something you want to talk about right quick before we open up the line some more?
Well, did I tell you about that I'm going to two different concerts next year?
Okay. Big plan.
Yeah, one of them is in January, and that's Eric Church. He's a country singer.
Bless you. Did you sneeze? What was that?
No, I was laughing. You thought it was me.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? Pardon me.
I said I'm going to the first concert of Eric Church next year in January. I'm going there with my aunt.
Oh, okay. You
and
said
the
it's a country
one is
concert.
MC. Yeah.
Okay. And the second one is MC.
Yep, MC Mariah Carey. She's coming February 13th. It's Mariah. It's either February or March.
Oh.
My mom doesn't remember. So.
That's regular Mariah Carey?
The regular MC. Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't cancel last time. Yeah.
Okay. The MC part must mean Mariah. Because I want to say Mariah Carey got a rap album. They call her MC Mariah now.
I don't know.
They've
called her MC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Good luck with that one.
What?
Okay. So,
talking about Mariah, you love her. Her and her sexy self,
you
know.
I used to.
Huh?
I used to.
What? You said me too? You love me too?
No, I said I used to. I used to love Mariah.
Oh, you used to love
her?
Oh, you used to love
Mariah. She's not the Mariah she was in the 80s, in the 90s. She's, no, it's not the same one. Yeah, she just don't carry the same. I'm just saying.
What do you mean she isn't the same?
Okay. I'm just saying she's not
the same.
Oh, yeah,
of course,
she's,
yeah, she's a mom. She has two twins. She's busy, so.
Okay.
Two kids.
She ain't too busy to go on tour. So you got any shout outs you want to do? Because I gotta get to another caller right quick.
Well, I'm excited that I got to talk to you guys tonight, because it's been a while. And like I told my mom, I said, when is Emotes are gonna have let me be on the show again? Because I only hear you doing that on Tuesdays and Wednesdays on the Wednesday thing. I don't hear you do it much on Mondays.
Right. I mean, Mondays is one of my heaviest days. You dig? Sometimes, you know, I might get caught up. I might get taken away. I can't make it to the studio on time or things like that. So, you know, that's what that's all about. But we back at it now. We got everything on schedule. So, yeah, we'll be here all the way Monday through Friday. So, yeah, make sure if you're listening on your computer, make sure you push follow. So you get all the updates when we load the show. And as soon as they're loaded, they let you know when you can tune in. So, all right. Okay. That was your shout out?
Yeah, that was my shout out.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, we always appreciate you calling, but we're going to check in with another person right quick. We're going to go over to this. I think I know who it is. I think that's Jay Dirty, right? Maybe. Kind of.
Yeah, what's happening, man?
There you go. Hi. What's good, bro?
Ain't shit.
Right, he said ain't shit. And that's it. So did you have a good weekend? Enjoy the
holiday? No, I did not, man. I missed too much work. I ain't like that shit.
Oh, right. Hey, me and somebody, we was talking just the other day. They was like, oh, I wish I had a day off. No, you don't. I got the day off. No,
yeah.
Shit, I ain't making no money.
You make that shit to that motherfucker check call. You like, oh, shit.
Right. For real. Be like, ooh, we had 2 days off this week? Yeah, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You got to pick up some extra hours. Nah, don't play with my money. Yeah. People be talking about, oh, are you just a Scrooge? You just don't like no holidays? No, I don't mind the holidays. Actually, I love holidays when they let me work.
I like having electricity in my house.
Right,
that's what I do like.
Right. You know what I mean?
Fuck the dumpster.
Vacation money. Sorry, bro. What you got going on? Anything you want to pop out there, talk about?
No, I just think Miss Unbelievable was talking some foul shit about some nasty-ass pastors or some shit I heard. I caught the tail end of some foul-ass shit going on when I called this motherfucking number. I ain't know what the fuck was going down, but it sounded foul in the motherfucker.
All right, watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth.
It sounded foul in the motherfucker, man. You got to relax.
I was just reading the news. I'm just reading.
But this is some shit you gotta just leave unread. Now that was just some foul shit. We know white pastors is nasty diddly little bars and shit. You ain't gotta just be putting it all out there in the airwaves and shit. You know, for everybody to be hearing them nasty motherfuckers. We don't hear about that shit, man.
He was smuggling weed, man. He was getting high.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, my bad. Well, my bad. Well, usually when I hear pastors and white pastors, I automatically think they're touching the bars and shit. It's a reflex. All right, yeah, but if you got a damn pastor that got caught for selling dope, this motherfucker, you know, a lot of real shit, though, like all the jokes aside, sometimes pastors will get caught up with street gangs and shit, and they'll find themselves in a bad spot like that. He probably got caught because the gang done got him involved in some shit or whatever, and now he can't rat him out. So now that motherfucker's sitting right now. So that's probably a lot of pastors get caught up in shit like that for real, because they be they kind of like mediate for gangs and shit in certain cities around where the church at in the little towns and shit. And if they get caught up in the middle of that shit, that shit real.
See, well, first of all, let's be honest. No, let's be honest. They not supposed to be in that type of lifestyle, so they not supposed to be about that life. They supposed to be about praying and preaching and teaching.
Well, hold on.
So,
I'm trying to help the brother though. I'm gonna help the brother though. You said he got caught for smuggling marijuana, right? That's a plant Jesus gave us. It grows in the earth. So then technically he was doing a service.
Stop it. That's illegal. It's illegal.
Not in all states.
Weed.
Look, it's legal somewhere. It's legal somewhere. It's legal somewhere on Jesus' earth.
Yes. It was legal where he lived. He just decided to do it illegally. Just crazy.
This is what happened. See, some shit had happened with the choir. Church needed some extra money. So the pastor took it upon himself, prayed on it, and went and ran a couple times, and he was supposed to stop. See, that's what happened. He was supposed to stop. Lord said, look, boy, you're doing too much in my name. You can't do this no more. You did and sliced his little ass up. So I told you, didn't I? I said, go over there, do what you got to do, come back, get the church right, and y'all going to be good. I ain't say nothing about buying no Cadillacs. I ain't say about no big screen TVs and all that extra shit. You're hustling. You're not helping. You're hustling.
You're trying to sell the devil's lettuce. Boy, that's fucked up, man. Why? You a damn pastor, you get caught for moving the devil's lettuce? Come on, man. You got to relax out here. That's foul shit, boy. Boy, I hope that wouldn't have had his Jesus piece on when he got caught. That brother was probably gripping the fuck out of that motherfucker, boy. Lord, help me.
Why?
Don't let it go down like this, man. I just got my Bible license. Like, man, chill.
Hold on,
he was probably preaching the scriptures all the way to the damn jailhouse. He was probably preaching the scriptures to all them officers in that goddamn car. Look, officer, whatever, you ever heard of Job chapter 6? Well, brother, let me go.
Oh, see?
Turn to me for interclasses.
Y'all going too far.
I'm gonna relax.
Hold on, y'all. So, hey, we got another person to talk to before we get up out of here. So, let's check in with another call. We got 320-4939 on the line. Hello, who we got on Monstrous Monday?
The one and only Miss Electrifying.
Oh my goodness, Jungle Love in the house. Look out, y'all. Oh, we are.
Hi, everybody. Oh, I'm
fine.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you in a second.
Ooh,
but hey, honey.
What the hell I do? You always got a bone to pick with me. I didn't do it.
No, I don't. Today, I can't let this one today ride. I cannot, on behalf of everybody in Kansas City, I can't let that one ride.
Must be on the costumes.
Okay, so I've been tuned in from 8:11 till now. And the part that I got to speak on behalf of me and every other chief in this city, do not get Tekashi 6ix9ine mixed up with Tech 9.
Who the fuck is that?
Don't tell him who said it, Monster. Don't do it.
Hey,
who did it, man?
You are so good.
If you kept doing it too, talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Hey,
nah.
That little light skinned orangutan looking motherfucker.
6ix9ine.
Yes.
Inmate number 6, Tech 9, 3, 4, 7, 8. What?
Don't do Tech like that. Tech like that.
It's unbelievable. You gotta relax.
Right.
6ix9ine flipped over to a 42. What?
Once again, Tech N9ne might be strange and all that, but nah, what he don't do is dumb shit like what Tekashi did. Nah.
Wow.
Yeah, Tech N9ne a legend, man. You got to relax. Yeah, don't do that.
Right.
Don't do Tech N9ne like that.
Right. I don't even know the young man on the phone, but, you know, right, I'm high-fiving you from Kansas City, bro.
Right.
I got
Tech
it right
N9ne
here, yeah.
Kansas City? Right. Am I missing something?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Kansas City is where it's at, boo-boo. If you ain't been down here, I would not suggest living down here, but coming down here to kick it on the weekends, most definitely do. But, yeah, Kansas City is where it's at. E-40 doesn't even rap about Kansas City. Up in Gates or something.
Now, hey, now one thing I do got to say now, I salute you for that motherfucker. Yeah, it was a Kansas City game, right? Who'd y'all play? The Rams not too long ago? Is that who it was? That was damn near a Super Bowl game on Monday Night Football.
You talking about them high numbers when
beautiful.
It was like 57 or 40 something or another?
Yeah.
And even though even though my Chiefs, they might not make it nowhere, but I'm still a Chief. I will represent in any state or country.
And hold up, Eden Vikings ain't shit, brother. What's going
they
on?
They showing the fuck ain't. I ain't never been a purple people either, but, you know.
I ain't mean to do you like that. I had to say something, though. That's fine.
He liable to put both of us on mute. I don't even know what your name is, but he liable to put both of us on mute. I'm just telling you.
I'm waiting to hear the motherfuckers say
mute. Y'all better stop talking about it. You got to quit this shit. This game is the bottom. Like, you've been like, I'm trying to tell you. Y'all better change this.
And, he done got quiet, too. Shit.
Girl, this
is you got to relax, brother. Don't turn red in the face now. Come on now. What would Jesus do, brother?
Because you know I was real tight. I was like, what this motherfucker
do? Think of the pastor.
Look, only reason why I ain't cut both of y'all is because I need y'all for the ratings tomorrow, and we have to end of the show. Get in.
Oh, wow.
Take over Tuesday.
Just using us.
My bad, dog. To make you feel better, my Atlanta Falcons ain't shit either, though, so I'm going to relax. All right, my bad.
You're better than them purple people eaters, though.
See, you're doing too much.
Damn.
We have to end of the show. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. We know some motherfuckers ain't going to be here, so make sure you're here to fill the empty space. Okay, y'all? Because, we're not going for this bullshit tomorrow. This only tonight. This only tonight. So, all right, y'all got any last
words?
We'll start out with you, Kim. You got any last words?
Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne, if you listening, bruh, don't let that Tekashi 6ix9ine get to you. Everybody in Kansas City, stay warm because they got a dust and a snow and school's been closed for 2 days. So I hope them children make it back to school. Straight up. Be safe, be careful.
Right. Okay, remember, bring your pets inside. I'm just saying, that little pit bull can't be out there all like that. Be not built like that. Nope. Make sure you bring your pets inside. So, we're going to go with this unbelievable because I'm telling y'all, asking Jay Dirty to do some last words is almost like on, y'all remember, what was that, Def Comedy Jam? And they bring Russell out to say, yeah, watch. Jay Dirty, watch. You got something that's unbelievable before we get up out of here.
Paige.
Short and sweet.
Hell, I'm tired.
She's going to do a
Paige. My nigga, Paige.
She's going to pull a Russell on us, too. Okay, Jay Dirty, come on, bro. You got something inspirational for us on the way out of here?
Oh, absolutely. I want to give a shout-out to Nobody. That's my dog. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at www.fuckallyall.com. If you can't find me there, you can find me at www.leavemethefuckalone.net. If you go down and make that left, that's where you can take that bullshit, and that's about it for me, brother.
Wow.
Any followers? Are people pissed?
Oh, shit.
Damn, I don't give a damn.
That's right, baby. You're
going to type WW and cut yourself. I'm just saying. All right, stay all the way up out of here. Tune in tomorrow, Take Over Tuesday, where you can call in and take over the show. You dig? So I'm DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, Jay Dirty, and Miss Electrifying Kim, Miss Jungle Love herself. Look out. Oh, we up out of here, y'all. Good night.
Hey,
good night.
And fuck them.
Look, my music didn't even play. Ain't that a bitch?